Shalom this morning, everybody. I'm so glad to hear you. Someone came on the line and they say, we love Wednesday mornings, and I said the same thing, especially after I've gotten back from Washington, D.C. I'm so a believer more than ever in unity and united prayer. And we're united this morning. Last time we met, we had 49 states. And the two times before that, we had 50 states. So I missed a few states this morning, but that could be just me. When I go in, they'll give me an official count, and I'll find out exactly. But I know that we're very, very representative, and it's very, very important. We welcome, of course, our guests from our members, our body of Christ from Ontario, Mississauga, the UK this morning, and Germany. I want to say that we're thankful you're calling all the way from Germany, and that all of us care about Israel. This is a prayer call for Israel. Bless the Lord. And today I got a notice, or yesterday I guess I did on my email, that today is the last day to vote, register to vote in Missouri. Oh my, how important the vote is, and how important the vote is going to be this midterm election. So if you have not registered to vote, or if you can encourage someone else to vote, register in your area. And another thing I think about on the vote, and I think I've mentioned it to you before, there are a lot of people that simply cannot get to the polls. And sometimes they're older people. Maybe they're in a home, you know, or in a assisted living or someplace, and they could go to the polls, but they don't have a transportation. And so it's very, very, very important. Having been in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about it now, and we're going to pray. But first thing we've got to do this morning, united way, in a united way, is we've got to move against this Hurricane Michael, which is headed toward our dear brothers and sisters and others in the Panhandle area. I'm going to just read you the latest thing I heard about it. Hurricane Michael strengthens to a Category 4 storm, considered extremely dangerous. Barreling in with 145 mile-per-hour winds and generating reports of 31-foot waves and extremely dangerous, Hurricane Michael was upgraded to a Category 4 storm Wednesday and continued strengthening into what could be, and I stress could be, the most powerful storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in 100 years. Michael was turning about 90 miles south-southwest of Panama City, Florida. We have friends there. We have meetings there. I don't know where Scarlett and her family are and our other friends there, but we know they live there and have habitational authority. It is moving north at 13 miles an hour. The storm is expected to roar onto shore between Panama City and Apalachicola, between 1 and 3 p.m. Apalachicola, I think it is, between 1 and 3 p.m., according to a Fox News meteorologist. So that's 1 and 3 p.m. Eastern. That would be 12 noon, exactly when we're having our prayer. Now, you know what? I don't live in Florida. I don't live in the Panhandle, but I live in the United States of America. And let's all of us, you face, or at least put your hands toward, whatever direction you are from the Panhandle of Florida, I'm pointing my hand, I'm going to go southeast, east-southeast probably, in the name above every name. We're going to speak to those demons. In the name above every name, in the name above every name, and as a citizen of heaven, seated in our Lord Jesus Christ at the right hand of our Father, and looking down upon this storm, but also as citizens of this nation and friends of this nation, citizens of this planet, we put our los de la Macaya, we put our hand toward you, and in the name we put our words toward you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we say unto you, cease and desist in your maneuvers. We say to you, calm down. We say to you, lose strength. Lose strength. Go up, dissipate. Go out and dissipate. In the name above every name, you obey us. in the name. You will not be what they have said you will be. You will be much less. And we're going to hear reports that say this storm was less. We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. That's what the meteorologist is going to say. But we who know the name and the power in the name are going to know, and we're going to say it right now. In the name above all names, you lose power, and you lose it right now in Jesus' holy, masterful name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Now, I do want to talk to you about having been to Washington, D.C. We were invited there, David and Nicole Crank, pastors, who have a marvelous testimony of how they came to know, quite supernaturally, the President of the United States. And they are often invited to take part in things in Washington, D.C. And they were invited by Andrea Lafferty. I met Andrea. I never met her before, but she's a woman that God has granted entry into Washington, D.C., where she served for many, many years. She actually went to work as a page there. And she was working with Traditional Values Coalition, and now she's working with Women for a Great America. And she had invited Nicole Crank. Nicole couldn't make it, and Nicole suggested that she invite me. Now, as we have met with Andrea, we have a connection that we believe God has ordained. And Andrea opened the doors. God, through Andrea, opened the doors. The first night we got there, Wednesday night, we went to the Supreme Court building. It was quiet. No one was there. Just the guard. And we asked permission, and we went all the way up the steps and through the door. Dutch Sheets was with us, Andrea and her husband Jim, Heidi, another friend, and Hannah and Shelley and I went up, and we took our authority. We, thank God I learned about authority. Thank God I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin, and he did the book Believer's Authority, and I saw it work. I saw it work in Soviet Russia. I saw it work in East Germany. I saw it bring down the wall. I've seen it work in my life. I've seen tornadoes go back up into the air. I've seen all kinds of things happen just by the use of the authority of the believer. We went there, we used our authority, and we took authority over what would happen at the Supreme Court building. I think you may have seen, after the confirmation of now Justice Brett Kavanaugh, maybe you saw the mobs clawing at the door, trying to get in. All Satan could do was claw. And believe you me, it is Satan working down through the mobs. I want to say a little bit about what we saw and what Andrea saw. And Andrea is very much in the know. In the mobs that you saw on TV, there was an older group. And the older people were like the bosses. They were the ones that were actually rehearsing people in the chants to make the chants, C-H-A-N-T-S. What they were to chant, shame, shame. What they were to chant, all the different chants that they made. What time it was orchestrated, what time they would stand up in the gallery and scream out. They were the bosses, and they're paid. Even some people saw a money change hands. But following them are all these young people, saddened. It just saddened me to see them because they're following these older ones like Pied Pipers. And the older ones who are probably following a man named Saul Alinsky and his tactics, rules for rebellion, really, Rules for Radicals is the name of his book. He's a neo-Marxist. And so they're He instructs people with radical ideas to get right up into the face of others. They did that when we were walking down the halls in the Senate building. They would, Hannah, you know, and I'm going to get her to tell this at 12 noon. Hannah, they would scream out things at her because she's a pretty young woman. They would say, "You wear too much makeup," and they would say ugly things But my heart went out to them. And we're going to talk about that before we leave this phone call, what we're going to do about that. But what we did and what I saw with my own eyes, with the authority of the believer, Andrea had opened the doors, and Senator Grassley from Iowa, who is the Senate Judiciary Committee chair, there are two senators who were the most powerful in this whole thing, who had the most responsibility, let's put it like that. One was Senator Grassley from Iowa, Senate Judiciary Committee chair, a hard job. He's overseeing this whole judicial procedure with Kavanaugh. Then Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, who is the majority leader of the United States Senate. I want to say to you people from Iowa and Kentucky, well done for keeping them there and in these places. Senator Grassley, actually, we used his office to pray in. We went inside his office. He opened the door, and there we had prayer, the prayer of authority of the believer. I posted blogs while I was there, and I posted videos so you could see where we were inside there praying, coming down the halls, and it was kind of determined that those protesters were going to kind of take over the Hart Building, Senate Building, for an hour or so. And coming down toward us from the outside of the glass doors into Grassley's office, Amy Schumer, who is a comedian, and I heard that she was Chuck Schumer's niece, but I'm not sure about that. She comes leading with her fists high and shouting at us and things that are not nice. I need a swig of coffee here. Got a little something in my throat. And she, Hannah was there videoing. We're showing the video. We have it on. We'll show it today, and we show it on our blog. Go to billybrim.org, and you can get the blog. And she was shouting out that we had that we didn't have any black folks in our group. Are you kidding me? The lady, at that very moment that the Holy Spirit came down on her, was a sister who was leading us in the prayer of authority. And I say we live in different colored houses. We're all spirits. And I say that some of us live in black houses, some live in red houses, some live in tan houses, yellow houses, all colors you can imagine, pasty white ashen houses, yellow houses, whatever. It's just a house we live in. But thank God for the attributes of these glorious diversities that God has given us. Oh, my goodness. Praise God, my granddaughter Kylie, her husband lives in a black house, and I have these beautiful little black grandchildren that are so beautiful and talented and have so much money. But anyway, we're not going there. Amy Schumer wanted to go there as a way of division. And some of our black praying people stood up at the window and said, "Hey, I'm here." And then Amy Schumer apologized to them. So praise the Lord for that. But then she made a very, very, a terrible gesture. Something that, you know, we don't even like to talk about. But bless the Lord, we were in there and we were praying. Now, Andrea had gotten for us passes to go into the gallery, the Senate gallery. And during both of the votes, there were two votes. There was one vote which voted whether we proceed or not with the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh. That was on Thursday. Then there was another vote for Saturday, and that was the final one. And both times we had passes into this gallery. We went first through a kind of a back door into the Senate gallery area building where it is, and we then we're taken to a room, and in this room there were about, 150 people. We were guests of Senator Grassley and Senator Mitch McConnell. Before we went out to the gallery, they came in to address us. And one of the amazing things was both men were amazing in what they said to us. Both days they came back and visited and spoke with us. But Senator Grassley, just before he left and we left to go to the vote. He said, I believe in the power of prayer. And I know there are people in this room that believe in the power of prayer. He said, don't pay so much attention to what's going on the floor, but lift your voices to heaven. Lift your eyes and your, and of course we couldn't do it out loud. You can only, you can not speak more louder than a whisper. And so he said, lift your voices in prayer that the will of the Lord be done. And I'm quite sure he felt that the will of the Lord, he kept calling Kavanaugh a good man. We met women back in that room who had known, they would come as a group, and they were like 25, I'd say, or 30 of them. And they had known him, gone to school with him, known him all of his lifetime. Some, their little girls were on his basketball team. But, and the stories they told us, that other allegations made against them didn't match up. So, oh, Father, we're just so thankful. We're so thankful. Let's pray a little bit right now. We're so thankful to live in the United States of America. Father God, I saw it. The power of God was coming from Senator Grassley's office. The power of God was coming from the prayers who were speaking no louder than a whisper. I got to take my beloved hanky with me. And I took that handkerchief and put it over my mouth. And I was able to move my mouth and pray and speak words of authority. And I saw demons. I didn't see them any gift of the Spirit. But I saw demons working down through people that Christ died for. I saw demons at work. And I knew that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but it is with principalities, powers. It is with the prince of the power of the air. And he was there. Satan himself was there. But, oh, Father, even those of us, no matter where we are in the body of Christ, no matter if we're the little toe on the bottom of the foot, he's under our feet. And I saw it work. I saw the authority of the believer work. And Father, in the name above all names, we worship you and praise you. And we thank you for the leaders of this nation. Dear God, that would stand with Israel, that would be with Israel, that would vote with Israel. Lord God, we know that's so important. And that's why this slate of our administration that we have in right now, they have been so pro-Israel and so pro the church. Oh, dear God, we don't lift up any man's merits, and we do not think that any of them are saviors. But we do know that you are. And we do know that they vote with the Word of God. And they vote with Israel. We're asking you to keep them in office. And we're asking you to bless them today and to protect them today. We're asking you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to surround with the blood. We surround with the blood. The president, his family, the vice president, his family, the administration, the whole administration, their families. We ask you to remove the shadow government, to remove the wicked. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I saw operation of wicked people. We're asking you to remove them, and we shall speak to the demons that drive them, Lord. We shall do our part on the earth, on the level that we have the authority to do so. We shall do it in the name above all names. Father, I'm asking you to influence people in the midterm elections. I'm asking you with the forces of heaven and Holy Father, oh, dear God, look at the unity on this call. Look at the states they represent. Holy Father, may angels come, the Spirit of the living God, move upon the peoples in these states with these elections. Ease the way to get to the poll. And Father, in the name above all names, I know you can do it. You told me in one election some years ago, that you were going to move upon people at the very election, at the very booth, when they mark their ballot. Oh, Father, I know that you have put in as president Donald John Trump. And I pray that you, on this John, you've worked with so many Johns in the past. I pray that you, Milo Rahasandele Mekatia, will strengthen him and will give him favor in the hearts of people that he's never had favor in, Lord. Oh, God, the hatred that's stoked by fires that burn in hellish hearts. Oh, dear Father, love is so much more powerful than hatred. In the name above all names, we pray for the love of God to rise up in the hearts of all believers, even those whose heads may be swayed by other things. And may the love of God dominate them even as they go to the polls. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. God has a destiny for the United States of America. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 26, it says in the King James, that God has made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their times before appointed, and the boundaries of their habitations. That means he determined when the United States of America would come online. He determined its boundaries. I'm so blessed by that story where Benedict Arnold wanted to lead his troops over into Canada and take Canada, and everything they tried to do failed because it wasn't ours. It belonged to the Canadians. God has plans for Canada. I happen to know some of the prophecies and things that go forth about Canada. And I'm going there next year. So I hope to see some of you. Bless the Lord. I think I'll be going, I'm not sure where, but I think in the Toronto area, maybe other places. But this verse is in the Amplified. And he made from one common origin, one source, one blood, all nations of men to settle on the face of the earth, having definitely determined their allotted periods of time and the fixed boundaries of their habitation, their settlements, lands, and abodes. God has a destiny for America, United States of America, and it came online just at the right time, as did Canada, as did Australia, as did the nations. I am making it so important that you have, that we get an awakening. I hope God has told us to pray in an awakening. I see signs of it. I do hope we have not failed, or that we have, you know, one thing will save America, and that's what he told me, an awakening to God. And he told us to pray it in. And we've prayed, but I don't know that we've been diligent as we should about it. I wrote a book called First of All and the Awakenings. The First of All part talks about that we're to pray for our leaders. The Bible says, first of all, before we pray for anything else. And it talks about how God told me that Donald Trump was going to be president. And then the Awakenings. America was born out of the Great Awakening. And we've had awakenings that through which God has sustained us through the years. Other ones, the second, third, fourth great awakenings. We have to have another one. And that book, my book, First of All and the Awakenings, it sells for $12. I want you to have it, and I'm going to offer it on this telephone call only. I'm going to offer it for $6 plus shipping, two or more, $5 each. Plus shipping. So just call our toll-free number, 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or go online to billybrim.org. Or just write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And say, this was Billy Brim's 8 a.m. prayer call offer. The book, First of All, and the Awakenings. You'll be inspired as you read about the Awakenings. And I say at the end, if we do what they did, we'll get what they got. And that's what we need to do. That's what we have to do. I covet your prayers for the Autumn Assembly. The Autumn Assembly, it seems like it's just broof. It just appeared right before us soon after last year's Autumn Assembly. We are again at that same theater. God, open the door through your prayers. Remember when we didn't know where we were going to have it? It's the same place. I think they're calling it Branson Event Center now. I'm not sure. It's the old Mel Tillis Theater. You can go online and find out right where it is, or you can call us and find out where it is and the access to it. Come if you can. I'm telling you, I saw the unity of what might be called the other side. And we've got to have unity. It was important for us to have boots on the ground. We are going to stream these meetings, but we need your boots on the ground if you can get here. And we're praying that God, and I do know some people that are coming that are so powerful that have never been here before. So pray, please, for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Lift it up to God. Lift me up to God. I covet your prayers. Lift me up. If you on this line would just pray for me every day, that pray for me that I will know exactly what God wants in the Autumn Assembly. And then there's another opportunity that opened to me last night by phone. Has to do with Israel. And I want you to pray that I'll know what to do about that. And we are taking a trip to Israel early in May. I want you to know that. But I want you to pray that I'll know what to do, that God will strengthen me. You can imagine the strength that I have, and people are just amazed everywhere I go. And it's because he renews my youth like the eagle. And if you want to agree in prayer and you want to go there to Psalm 103 and just put your hands over it and say, thank you for renewing Billy Brim's youth as the eagles, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And we ask you to pray about Ronnie Levy has been facing some health issues, and pray about him getting to come. And bless the Lord, it seemed like there was something else. Oh, yeah. Coming back yesterday, actually, it was when I was in the airport that I got a text that Jim Baker wanted me to be on his program. He and Lori had watched, and Mondo, their very right-hand man, had read my blog and looked at the videos and wanted me on the program. So we got in late, and there was a storm in Dallas, and our baggage got held up, but I was just quickened by the Lord to go and be on his program yesterday. And so we did two programs. We did a lengthy taping yesterday before a live audience. And he's going to show it 1 week from today, Wednesday. That's the same day that we're starting our Autumn Assembly. We start our Autumn Assembly in the evening, and I'm sure his show, I know it does. It's a scene everywhere. His program's seen on lots and lots of stations. And they went on Amazon Fire just with this week's program, so millions are going to be seeing it and hearing our report about what happened at Washington, D.C. So if you want to watch that too, you can do so. I just thank God for you. I just praise God for you. Father, thank you. Thank you for stirring each one of these hearts to call, even from Germany, Lord. And I'm asking your special blessings on them today. Please, for me, Father, sort out these ones from all the people on the earth. You know them so much. You know the hair on their head, how many numbers. Please give them a blessing that Billy Brim asked for. I ask it in Jesus' lovely, holy name. Thank you, Father, for the noontime prayer. And I ask you for people to be tuned in that need to be. We love you and adore you and magnify you and praise you, Father, now and forever. Amen and amen. Shalom, shalom, and blessings.